Chesomer Aleph at the bottom. Rabbanan de Kesri, the Amri Lo Dayonin de Kesri, the Rabbanan of Caesarea, some say the Dayonim of Caesarea, Amre, they said there's no problem. Going back to that which Rav said, or Yochanan said, that the round sukkah has to have a circumference of 24 amas, 24 people sitting around, and lechor, in order to inscribe a 4x4 in there, you don't need so many, right? And surely if the diameter of the circle is 4, all you need is 12. So the Rabbanan Kesri answered that and said, Igula the Nofik Migori Bua Riva, that if you have an inscribed circle in a square, so it's one quarter the area of the is less one quarter the area of the square because of the corners. But Ribua the Nofak Migo Igula Palga, but if you have a inscribed square, is only half of the area, what's left is only half of the area of the original. And therefore, the circumference also would be half. Memela, if you have a circle with a diameter of 4, so you would need 6 times as much, which is 24. See Rashi. Rabbanan de Kesri Amre la olam mokum gavri bo'inan. Really, it's talking where the people are inside the sukkah, and therefore the circumference of the sukkah itself is 24 amas. The lahavi latocha esrim v'arba amas. The gula migo revua riva mapik min haribua. That if you inscribe a circle in a square, you take away a quarter. Shata ogala samaruba mitocha. You take away a quarter of the area. Aval ribua migo igula palga. But Shatomarabba, the Socha Eagle, if you make a square inside a circle, Atamotsi Menu Chatsi Ashir Anisha, you're taking away half of what's left. The Hainu Tilt of the Kule, which is basically a third of the entire amount, and a third of what's left is a half of what's left. Three parts, and one of those parts is half of what's left. Hilgach Lishesha Srei Ribua, and therefore if you have a perimeter of 16, right, which means a side of 4, tzorich, which means 4x4, tzorich ha'igul ha'makifo soviv lios esrim v'arba, therefore you need double that amount for the perimeter of the circle around, which is 24. And the Gemara says, v'lav milsahi. It's not true. V'lohi. D'hoke chazinan d'lohavi kulehai. It's not true. If you have a circle that goes around an inscribed square, then the diameter of the circle is the hypotenuse of the square. And it's only 1 2/5, or 1 times the square root of 2, bigger than the square itself. The diameter becomes, and 3 times that would be the perimeter, the circumference of the circle. And it's not 24. And Rashi says, v'lav milsahi, d'horainu d'lohavi shira kolehai, el she roch of kishir lachson l'shamaruba. The diameter now of the circle becomes the diagonal of the square, the chol amsa beribu amsa trechum shebelachsona. And that diameter is 1 2/5 more than the side. And 3 times that is the perimeter of the circle, which is much less than 24. Om Rav Levi Mishum Rav Meir, Shtei Sukkah Shal Yotrim, and they ask, so what did Rabbanan de Kesri think? Did they make such a mistake to think that a square inscribed in a circle, that the circle is twice the perimeter of the square? So they say that they had this Kabbalah. That's what Tosfos says. They had a Kabbalah that said that the circle of an inscribed square is double. And they assumed that it meant the perimeter, when in fact it meant the area. Amr Rav Levi Mishum Rav Meir. Shtei sukkah shal yotzim, zu lifni mizu, hapnimis ein sukkah v'chayavas mezuzah, v'achitzol nesukkah p'tura min ha-mezuzah. Right, you have sukkah yotzim, Rashi. Shtei sukkah shal yotzim, kach ha yaderach shal yotzrei kli cheres b'yameihem. Osim lohem shtei sukkah, zu lifni mizu. V'pnimis hudar, u'matzniya k'dei rosov, u'v'chitzol nahu osim alachta, u'motzi k'dei rosov v'nkor. The way they used to have people who made earthenware cleaves, porcelain kalim. And they would make two sukkahs, one inside the other. The inner one they would use for living and storing their wares. And the outer one, they would use for making the pottery and using it as an office for selling. So the halacha is pnimis ein sukkah. In bo leishe besocha b'chag v'shem sukkah, Rashi says, afal gavda lo bo inin sukkah v'shem chag, doka be'shil kaimelon, demachshari sukkah yishana b'masnisin, right, hocha ein sukkah, delo minkra milsa v'shem sukkah hu darbo, do kol yom al sashona dayer hosam, v'rov tashmisho v'sudoso v'shinoso shom. The Rashi says that even though we paskin like be'shil, in the next Mishnah, that you don't need a sukkah made specifically l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but this, since the person lives in this sukkah the whole year, it's not nikkur, it's marasayim, that it's l'shem mitzvah now. And therefore it's possible. Pashas the Rabbanan. The chayeves b'mezuzah la'olam, mishum dechol dirosoba. It's a regular house. So he has to have a mezuzah. Chitzol na sukkah, the outside one though that he doesn't live in, he only does minimal kinds of things there, and now he's living in it during Sukkah, so it's nikkur, it's a shei mitzvah. The yotzi bo yidei chovasa. The ain tzarech l'sosro l'asosro l'shem chag. You don't have to tear it down and make it l'shem chag, because basically you don't need a Sukkah l'shem chag. But you need a Sukkah that looks like you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. U'mishum hakera de mitzvah lekele meser. And here, it does look like you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Why the kiven the kula shasa lav hachadayer the hashadayer bo ikakera? Since the whole year you don't live in this part of the sukkah, the outside one, and now you are living there, it's obvious you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Uptura ben amezuzah la'olam, and it never needs a mezuzah. The lav dira here, it's not a dira. Shein asuya ela latzeis v'lavol derech sham lachni sham tagor. It's not made for living; it's made for going in and out and temporary kinds of things. Shaila about an office. The people are not there at night. They don't live there, but they're there the whole day. So some hold same halacha over here. You don't need a mezuzah. And others hold, no, since you're there the whole day, it's not like over here where you're only there intermittently to bring customers or whatever, but you're not there all the time. Here you're sitting in the office all day doing your work. It could be that does need a mezuzah, and therefore the minig is to put a mezuzah without a bracha on offices where you're there the whole day. Mora says, "Va'amai tahavi chitzon lekadei shara hapnimis v'tischayib mezuzah." Right, l'chora we have halacha beishar. If you have a butka, a guard house, right in front of your house, leads into your house. So even though the guard house itself is not a place for living, but it opens into your house, you chayiv a mezuzah on the guard house. Same thing over here. Since the outer sukkah opens into the inner sukkah where a person lives, why shouldn't need a mezuzah because of the beishar? Where it says mishum glokdia. No, since the inner sukkah itself is not kavua, just a sukkah. So therefore, a beishar to a kavua house is potter from mezuzah. Only a beishar to a permanent house. Tosus also says that a beishar to a gina is potter from mezuzah, but a beishar to a house is chayiv. Rashi, kebeishar apnimis the kaimelam menachas b'komitz rabba the chayiv mezuzah midrabon. That a beishar that opens into a house, even though it itself is not a place of dwelling, is chayiv mezuzah midrabonan. Beishar pirka balash shalifni abayis, like a little butka in front of the house. Mishum d'lokthia lo zu v'lo zu dover kavua. Neither sukkah is a dover kavua. Ve'ein apnimis chashuva lios la beishar. Therefore, where a beishar opens into a a room that's not kavua altogether, like over here, it's only a sukkah, then it's not chayiv mezuzah. Tana Rabbanan, gan bach, which is sukkas goyim, sukkas noshim, sukkas behema, sukkas kusim, sukkah mikol makom ksheira, uvavad shtei mesuchechas kilchasa. Right, all these sukkas, these four kinds of sukkah, goyim, noshim, behema, and kusim, and a sukkah mikom, even a sukkah less than that, is all kosher, as long as it is has schach on it. That's proper. What does that mean? Proper schach. Maike hilchasom Rav Chisda v'shasol v'tzeil, that you made it for shade. See Rashi. Sukkas goyim shasuy lo dolad b'm yosachama. Goyim made it to sit in the winter in their sukkah, in the summer in the sukkah. They didn't make it for a mitzvah, obviously. It's goyim, bunch of goyim who made a gazebo to sit in the summer. Sukkah mikom makom, afilu pchusa me'elu, even less than these things. Umakamim forish mayim. The Gemara will explain later what this comes to include. Ma'ike hilcha, so what does it mean? As long as it is chach, that is kalacha. My oslashim, what does it come to tell me? The ilu shetehei tzilsa merub mechamsa v'dover shekosha l'sachrik bo pshita. It's coming to tell me that it has to be, according to the halachas of sukkah, right, then what's the halacha? Right, what's the chiddush? If a regular sukkah has to be kalacha, kol shekein these that is less than a regular sukkah, surely has to be kalacha. Atu mishum dereya b'mili achrenyaisa shelo nasas l'shem sukkah tiskasher af p'sulos. Just because it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, it should be kosher, even if it's not halachically kosher. But it has to be halachically kosher. So what does it mean that as long as a schach is kalacha? Amar Rav Chisda, Hai kehilchas of the Ka'amar hu shemesuchechas yotha. It has a lot of schach on it. The mucham nilsa shasiyotha rishon l'tzeil haisa. V'lo l'tznius b'yalma. That it's clear that the schach was put up for shade, and not stam for privacy. Da'afal gav the sukkah l'shem chaglo bo'inan, l'shem sukkah bo'inan. Even though you don't need a sukkah specifically for the sake of the yontif, for the sake of the mitzvah, but you need a sukkah that's a sukkah. And what we said till now, the word sukkah means schach, and schach means sail, means shade. So it has to be made for the shade. Well, the tzeil hu demikri sukkah, shesocheches min hachorev. It shades you from the sun. Okay. Sukkah mikom makom lasuyei mai. Says even a lesser sukkah than these is also kosher. What is it? Lasuyei sukkas rakbash. What's rakbash? It's on the Rabbanan. Sukkas rakbash, sukkas roim, sukkah that's made for shepherds when they're pasturing their sheep. They make a sukkah to shade themselves. Sukkas kayotzim, or people gathering and drying fruit in the summer. They make a sukkah while they're harvesting and drying the fruit in the field. Sukkas burgenin, that's a sukkah, what's it called, that's made for the people who guard the city. Sukkah shomrei peiros are people who are guarding fruit in the field. They also make a little sukkah. So sukkah mikom makom kshera. This Mishnah says, and not only these, but even something lesser than that. Uvilvad shtei mesuchechas kehilchasa. And again, on this Mishnah, we also ask, on this Braisa, we also ask, mai kehilchasa, amrav chizda v'ushasa v'tzel sukkah. Right? That you made it for shade, not for privacy. And therefore, it has to be with a lot of schach, so it's obviously makes shade. Mikom bat sukkah mikom makom lasui mai. What does this brisa include in sukkah mikom makom? Lasui sukkas gan bach. To tell me even a sukkah of goyim, noshim, and kusim, what's it called, is also a kosher. The opposite of the first one. The first one said goyim, noshim is kosher, and even rakbash. And this one says rakbash is kosher, and even ganbach. Hai tana de ganbach, alimale ganbach. The first tana who says that ganbach is the more obvious one, that it's kosher, and the other ones are less obvious, but even they are kosher. Why? Lasuye rakbash lokvi. Because the ones of the shepherds and the harvesters or whatever are made only for a short amount of time. They're not kavua. But the first ones, goyim or whatever, could be made year round. The high time, the rakbash, alimalei rakbash, and the one who says that rakbash is the one that's kosher, and the other, even ganbach, is kosher, Why? Dibnei chiyuvanin, because this was made by people who are chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. But the other ones, the goyim, the noshim, right, are not chayiv in sukkah. V'tana mikomakom lasu yiganbach, the labnei chiyuvanin. They're not people who are chayiv in sukkah. And most shittas hold that even if you have both of them, you have a goy who's a shepherd, who made a sukkah when he's pasturing, has both chesronos, still kosher. And there is a shita that holds that it's only each one independently is kosher. But if you have both chesronos, it's possible. Rakbash, simin, roim, kaitzim, burginin, shomrei peros. Well, the common parach, my greyusov, why is this lesser than the ganbach? When shepherds are shepherding their sheep, so temporarily they make themselves a sukkah to shield themselves from the sun. People who are guarding the drying fruit in the field. People who watch the city. The Kulan Yisraelim Heim. Here they're all Jews who are chayiv in sukkah. Aval sukkah zu lo l'shem chagnasis, but it wasn't made for the sake of a sukkah. Sukkah mikomakom dafilu pachas meil. And here it says even a lesser sukkah is kosher. V'haynu hanach d'le'el, that's ganbach. Kinem forish l'kamon. D'hai tani chashiv elehani mishum di Yisraelim ninu v'chayom mesukkah. The sukkah of these people, rakbash, is more reason to be chayiv because it's made by people who are chayiv in the midst of sukkah. For sukkahs ganbach is made by goyim noshim behema kusim shein chayim mesukkah. It's made for people or by people that aren't chayim in sukkah. Alima chashuv lahachshir. So one holds that ganbach is more reason to be kosher because it's more kavua, and the other one holds rakbash is more reason to be kosher because it's made by people that are chayim in sukkah. Sukkahs rakbash lo kvi, pamim roim kan, pamim roim kan. The sukkah made by shepherds is not kavua because sometimes they're shepherd here and they move their sukkah. They dismantle it and move it around. Kisha ochlu samira, when they finished pasturing in one place, the pasture is eaten up, they go to another place. The kach kaitsonim, kisha yavshu, hochim lahem, asosim, sukkosim. Same thing goes when they dry the fruit. Once it's dry, they remove the sukkah and leave the field.